It has been moved and seconded. And is there any opposition to the consent calendar? As corrected. Thank you, Senator. And so, just because it's a consent calendar, let's just call for an aye vote anyways. Aye vote on the consent calendar.
Aye.
Any opposition? No. Thank you very much. Now what we will do, and Senator Young, you have been very patient with us. We found your bill, and as it was amended, we will take it up now. SP 15.
Hey, thank you, Senator. This proposal seems very simple and straightforward on the surface, but it has far-reaching effects to lots of people, because it not only will not cost the state of California one red cent, it will generate countless thousands of volunteer hours to enhance the economy of the state. For those of you who don't know what IHSS is, it's a program whereby very low income seniors who are disabled have a helper in the home. They call it in-home support services. And they define that to mean it's strictly in the home. They can't go to church, they can't go any place, they can't volunteer because they don't have any help. But this would allow them to use the assigned hours, not new hours, but the assigned hours in at the option of them or their caregiver in a community setting or at a volunteer job. And also the Olmstead, it would help implement the Olmstead decision, because the Olmstead decision held that let me read it. The Supreme Court in Olmstead decision held that individuals with disabilities have the right to receive care in the most integrated and setting appropriate. And the amendment that I made on there was so to keep it from costing the state any money, because on line 44, where it's 33 and 44, it says, and other community activities as he or she is able within existing assigned hours. So it doesn't cost the state a dime, but it will help all enhance the lives of thousands and thousands of seniors, and it will improve the economy of the state. So I urge you to make it one of the top 10 proposals. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Young. We'll call for two in support. Senator Levy?
I have a question to the author.
Question to the author.
I have no copy of the amendments. Could you let us know what the amendments are? Because I don't think they were passed out.
Say again, I didn't understand you.
Mr. McLaughlin will read the amendments.
Thank you.
To us.
Yeah, if you look on page 1, line 16, after and these are just the amendments, so it's in context of the full proposal here, but on line 16, at the end of the sentence, they've added the following phrase: as he or she is able within the existing assigned hours. So the whole sentence would read, this measure would memorialize the legislature and the governor to enact legislation that would define in-home supportive services to include support services linked to the qualified recipient at the discretion of his or her provider while participating in volunteer, social, or other community activities as he or she is able within the existing assigned hours. The next amendment is on page 2 of the proposal, lines 43 and 44. That sentence would be revised to read as follows. Resolved by the Senior Senate and the Senior Assembly jointly that the Senior Legislature of the State of California at its 2007 regular session, majority of the members voting therefore, hereby proposes that in-home supportive services be defined to include support services linked to the qualified recipient at the discretion of the individual or his or her provider while participating in volunteer, social, or other community activities as he or she is able. And that's it. Within existing assigned hours, you're right.
Within existing assigned hours. Thank you.
Before anyone else speaks on the bill, are there any questions on the amendments? We all understand the amendments? Okay. Okay, so Senator Young has presented. Senator Levy raised a question. So is there anyone who would like to speak in support of this bill? There's no one who would like to speak in support of the bill. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the bill? I see no one wanting to speak in opposition to the bill. I'm going to ask if I can do a unanimous roll call on this. Is there any opposition to doing a unanimous roll call? There's no opposition to doing that, so I'm going to ask for a unanimous roll call, just an aye vote. All in support?
Aye.
Anyone in opposition? No one in opposition. The bill has passed. So that was SP 15. It has passed. Now, I believe we have accomplished all the goals that we've gone through, everything. Is there anything else that we need to do? Is there anything else we need to do?
No, Senator Elaine Alquist, California State Senator. We have finished our business here today, but one really important thing that we have to do right now, we have to thank you very, very much for being with us this morning and doing this business for us. So let's give her a big round of applause.
And I think Robert McLaughlin, who, as you know, helps us so much in all of these issues. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. I think it went very well today. I think you've got some great ideas. I also think you did a marvelous job presenting. Or maybe it's that I've just gotten used to working with you, but this was nice and easy, and you were very clear in your communication, and I appreciate that. And I hope that we're able to move forward with a lot of your legislation, because I think it's great. Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me. I'm always honored to be with you. Thank you.
Don't forget, committee meetings at 1 o'clock. We are now finished with this session.